This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A federal court on Tuesday invalidated the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers' 2015 expansion of federal jurisdiction over small and isolated waters. After years of litigation and suits filed by dozens of state governments and trade groups, this is the first court to reach a final decision on the lawfulness of the 2015 Waters of the United States rule. Several court decisions have preliminarily blocked the rule in many states while the litigation progressed. The U.S. Court for the Southern District of Texas ruled that the agencies violated basic requirements of fair process when they concluded the 2015 rulemaking without first releasing for comment a key report that was the basis for many of their most controversial decisions. The order came in response to suits by a group of 17 private sector plaintiffs that included AFBF and a broad coalition of business and industry organizations, as well as the state of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The groups challenged the 2015 WOTUS rule as unlawfully expanding federal jurisdiction at the expense of state and municipal authority and offending basic rules of fair process. A Forbes article featured Farm Bureau economic analysis on the difficulties U.S. soybean farmers are facing because of recent weather conditions and retaliatory tariffs from China. A number of factors are affecting soybean farmers, including heavy rains and flooding keeping them from planting on a timely basis, which helps per bushel price but could hurt total income, or a swine flu outbreak in China, according to Forbes. Megan Nelson from the Farm Bureau estimates that the soybean crop is only 9% planted as of mid-May, down 20 percentage points from the five-year average of 29% and 23 percentage points lower than last year, noted the article. Nowadays, it seems like bacon is on everything as consumers go hog wild for the most popular part of the pig. Well, beyond a burger topping, bacon is being paired with everything from steak to popcorn. You'll even find it in a glass of bacon-washed whiskey. Spurred by this growing popularity and the price volatility that comes with it, on May 13th, CME Group announced it had begun to publish a new fresh bacon index to provide those across the bacon supply chain with a transparent weekly price to understand the market dynamics of bacon that is sold in the cash market. The new index reflects the value of one load of 40,000 pounds of fresh, de-rind pork bellies in cents per pound. It uses a combination of negotiated and formula transactions from Agriculture Department reported data to establish a weekly bacon price each Monday. This new bacon index is not a futures contract. It is a reference price for fresh pork bellies used to make bacon. The administration submitting the Statement of Administration Action on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement to Congress is good news for U.S. farmers and ranchers, AFBF President Zippy Duval said in a statement issued Friday. This notice means that we are one step closer to locking in vital market opportunities developed with our North American neighbors and expanding further on the gains we've made over the past three decades. The USMCA will provide new market access for dairy and poultry products and maintains the zero tariff platform on most ag products. It includes provisions for improved health and safety standards that will reduce trade distorting practices. It also contains measures that address cooperation, information sharing, and other trade rules among the three nations related to agricultural biotechnology and gene editing. We still have work to do in some areas, such as addressing the timing of important surges from Mexico to ensure they do not harm our domestic fruit and vegetable sectors. However, we need to secure the gains that are in front of us today. A recent Washington Post article on the current difficulties of U.S. farmers and ranchers featured Farm Bureau economic analysis. Even before the trade war began, farmers around the country had been struggling with falling farm income prices, rising debt, and vagaries of weather, including historic floods through the Midwest and rain that has delayed spring planting around the country, explained the Washington Post. The Post noted that the new data analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation showed that Chapter 12 bankruptcies, which allows family farmers and fishermen to restructure their finances to avoid foreclosure, rose from March 2017 to March 2018, particularly in areas like the Upper Midwest, where farmers have been particularly hard hit. The Wall Street Journal's editorial board recently quoted AFBF President Zippy Duvall on the decline in U.S. exports to China in 2018. Duvall said, in 2018, U.S. agricultural exports to China declined $10 billion, about a 50% loss, according to the journal. The editorial discussed the tough times American farmers and ranchers are facing due to trade disruptions, coupled with challenges related to low commodity prices and the weather. The Wall Street Journal explained that in 2017, U.S. farmers sent 25%, some $140 billion, of production abroad. More than 17% went to China. But then the U.S. imposed tariffs against Chinese products, and Beijing retaliated with sizable tariffs on 90% of U.S. farm exports. In many parts of the country, the weather just isn't cooperating for farmers. All across the Farm Belt, record-breaking precipitation has been causing headaches for farmers with flooding of fields and excess soil moisture. As a result, tractors are getting stuck in mud, fields are completely underwater, and Mother Nature is doing her very best to keep crops from getting put into the ground. Last week, the Agriculture Department released its latest crop progress report showing historic delays in corn and soybean plantings across farm country. Many acres are, or soon will be, eligible for prevented planting payments through corn crop insurance policies. We are looking at the biggest event for grain and oilseed markets since the drought of 2012. The combination of record-breaking extreme weather alongside continued policy uncertainty has agricultural economists across the board scratching their heads trying to figure out how everything will shake out. At this point, the only thing for certain is that nothing is known with any degree of certainty. A package of tax credits that expired at the end of 2017 could help the depressed rural economy. AFBF is calling on lawmakers to reinstate the expired tax credits for biodiesel and short line railroads. In a recent Newsline interview, Pat Wolf, AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explained why the tax credits are important to rural America. Wolf said biodiesel is a big market for soybeans. The fact that it's expired has put the brakes on the development of new biodiesel plants and has curtailed biodiesel production. Regarding another tax credit, Wolf noted farmers depend on the short lines to get their products to market, and this has slowed down the railroad's ability to keep up and maintain their tracks. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.